Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is Tuesday, November... I don't remember the day. It is 14th? No. I have to check. Bougainville, 11th. For some reason, the days of the week I'm not good at. Every day is Thursday for me. But I just... You know when you work overnight?
You're a busy man.
You know when you work overnight, all the days just blend into each other. I mean...
This is true.
The day is the day.
This is very true.
Yeah.
But you are a very busy man, my brother.
Yes. Today is... can you imagine? Today is Tuesday, November 11th. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. And once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for the day. Today, we are starting the celebration. We are celebrating something big, something grand that is happening this Saturday. It's all throughout social media. It's all throughout the tourism infomercials now. It's all throughout the Bahamas Historical Society type personnel, right? And they're talking about this big event that is happening on Saturday, November 15th.
November 15th, yes,
we sir. Have the proprietor of this event in studio. He'd give the history of how it came about, but we're not going to talk about the event. We're going to talk about a business called Tasty Teeth.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to talk about a estate called the Bougainville Estate that is on Delancey Street, right? We're going to create a narrative, tell the tale about that particular little small corner shop has now expanded to almost take over the entire left-hand side of that street, Delancey Street. This is big news. And we're kind of excited, right? We're kind of excited about the event. But something big and grand is happening this Saturday. But before we get to that, we want to talk to and introduce to you J.J. Forbes.
Man, you could make me shed a tear, man.
Yeah, that's how it is, man. Can you imagine? J.J. Forbes, you're a proprietor of Tasty Teas, and I need to have a narrative of what is Tasty Teas, how long you've been in business, how did you get to Delancey Street?
Well, right? It depends on how deep you want me to go.
I'm going deep.
You want me to go deep?
You get to go deep.
Well, my dough, okay.
Go ahead.
Let's just say God is the greatest, man. God is so good. I was 23 years old. I'm 36 now. Oh, my God, time flies. I was 23 years old when I started Tasty Teas with my mother from the back trunk of the car. Well, even before the back trunk, she really started the farmer's market on Gladstone Road.
So you started off small?
Very small, man. Just making a couple of bottles of juice and tea, natural juice and tea, and just taking it down to the farmer's market. And, you know, really just doing it, more so because she was a retired teacher.
Mm-hmm. What's your mom's name? You just kind of span over that quickly.
Hilda Forbes.
So Hilda Forbes was a teacher, retired teacher.
She's a retired teacher.
And she started blending teas.
Yes. Well, she said to me one night, she was sleeping and an angel came to her in a dream. Read Revelation 22 and 2. Read Revelation 22 and 2. She said the second time she jumped up and she picked up the Bible and she read it. And it read... The leaves of the trees are for the healing of the nation. And she couldn't believe it, you know? And so she had her journey with cancer. And she used soursop as a main form of treatment. And she's been cancer-free now for 30 years, by the way. Just putting that out there.
So soursop works?
Very good.
Okay.
It's said to be 10,000 times more potent than chemotherapy. It is good for you. Good for you. So 30 years later, she's stronger than me today.
How much years later now?
30.
30 years.
330. She's right by the store right now. I'm dealing with some of the tourists coming in. Mm-hmm. So yeah, man. So she started and it was started doing the blends at home. She'd make the soursop tea, the fever grass, the sweet Margaret, the bay lavender, the briar root, the 21 gun salute. You know, you name it. You know, and she would take these down to the farmer's market. And people would come by the dray loads, you know, buying these teas.
Bahamians would come and support this.
Yeah, man. What mm-hmm. you mean? Bahamians by the dray loads, you know. And one day she came home and said, from the farmer's market, she said, JJ, ain't selling none of my drinks today. I said, Mommy, I ain't doing nothing. Let's go sell these drinks. So we stopped at the side of the road, on the side of the road, to an event they was having. The cooler full.
Full of drinks, full of teas.
Full of teas and juices, because we had the juices, like the passion fruit juice, and some other fruity flavors, the gumbe, which is the guava, mango, and pineapple, and of course, the fever grassy. And the thing is, with the bush teas, right, why we call ourselves tasty teas is because, it's bush tea, but we made it taste good. He made it taste so good, you know, and that was unusual. That wasn't normal. Because when you think about bush tea, you think about, oh my God.
Bitters.
And it tastes bad. And I want that, you know. That's the first thing people say. I don't want to try that fever grass. Fever grass. That tastes so bad. But we put the flavors together and put this in it and put that in it and just make it taste delightful, to say the least, you know. And they'd be like, what? This bush tea? Give me six. Give me five. Give me. So I'm moving a bit fast. So further ahead. So we stopped on the side of the road that fateful day, back in 2013, to an event they were having, and the folks there, they bought the cooler out. You know, they one person sampled, and everybody and everybody else was on the train. Mm-hmm. You know, so after that, I said, Mommy, I can help you with this full time.
Forget everything else. It's working. There's money in this.
23 years old, broke, stressed out, not doing nothing. You know, I said, you know what? Oh, this could work. So, we started doing festivals, food festival, mm-hmm. jollification, mm-hmm. tattoo, mm-hmm. Junkin' on July, Gombe, you name it. We was there.
You showed up.
Oh, we was there. And we would beautifully, you know, decorate our booth and, you know, nice presentation. It had to be nice. And the people there would be lines. I used to be scared. Mm-hmm. The people, I was there first. No, it was crazy.
The demand is real.
Yes.
You find out that you have a product.
I said, you know what? This could be branded and this could be a thing. Mm-hmm. It blew me away. I mean, the lines. So God is so good, you know, that Mommy was obedient that morning. And she went to the farmer's market. And that day, I wasn't doing anything that day. And then, that's where it all started, you know. So
when did you become tasty? Not mind you, yeah. Behemoths know what tasty teas is or who tasty teas is.
Yeah.
When did you get this, the idea that I can brand this?
Yeah.
And then you became a brand.
Yeah,
and you move from the farmer's market type concept and these pop-ups concept to say I can have an established business and have a storefront. When did that happen?
We came up with the name Tasty Teas when we started doing the events and festivals, right? But it was just, you know, Tasty Teas is the name. You know, we weren't branded anything. And then one day, because we did a pop-up on the side of the road. I used to beat the road bad, by the way. We did a pop-up on Sanders Beach. And one taxi driver pulled up one day. He said, why y'all don't open up a store? I could bring tourists to y'all. I said, what? I said, what you mean by that? Tourists? I don't understand. I couldn't understand the concept.
Yeah, because your target market was Bohemians.
Right. He said, yeah, man, because this dude would come to us every day for his passion fruit juice and his fever grass, and you know, good customer. I didn't know what the guy did. I just know that he was a good customer, you know. And he said, "Listen to me. I love." He said, "I have tourists every day. Open up a store. I will bring tourists to you every day. I promise." And he had a scooter, right? And I say, okay, I might have a spot where we could open up. And he said, okay, jump on the scooter. Take me there now. Let me tell you if it could work or not." And we went there, and he said, open tomorrow.
So what spot did you take him?
Right on Delancey Street.
So you took him to Delancey Street?
I took him to Delancey Street.
Was it a spot that your family was using, a spot that you had to rent? What do you mean you found a spot?
I had to rent it, but my father did own it, you know. Okay. In the early days, he couldn't. He was like, T, this is what you want to do? T? Yeah, good boy. Because he couldn't fathom it, you know. Mm-hmm. Him being a contractor, and that's what he did all his life. And, you know, he did well. He did really well as a contractor, and I'm so proud of him, you know. We can get back to him in a minute. But Yeah, so we stop there, and I asked my daddy, say, Daddy, I want to use this building right here to sell my products. He wasn't too excited about it, but he said, you know, that's my son. That's what he want to do. Okay, sure, whatever. And he, you know, charged me a small fee, you know, just to keep it business.
I understand.
And we went to two. Well, it took about 3 or 4 months. And I was like, oh my God, what did I do? Why did they open the store?
You risk everything.
Yeah. So literally,
take your daddy property. You open up a storefront.
Yeah.
And now this is your premier job.
Yeah.
And it was slow for a minute.
It was slow for months.
Okay.
And I was like, what the devil you do, boy? Mm-hmm. I said, you crazy? Mm-hmm. I'm selling tea. You know, starting to doubt it, right? Because we were really busy at events. But the storefront was like dead. Mm-hmm. So about 3 or 4 months later, one day we just randomly had like 10 tour buses show up. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what?
Just show up.
I didn't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I was the only employee. Well, mommy as well, but mommy didn't really have the speed to move around.
She's a retired woman. Yeah, she's here to keep the company.
Exactly. Yeah. So she was there just to make sure that, you know, everything went well. But it was me one versus, it was 10 tour buses. Each tour bus holds about 15, 16 people. And I'm trying to, and some of them pulled up, came in the yard at the same time. So I'm trying to run to this group, run to that group, talk to this group, cash this group out, do this, do that. Mm-hmm. So it was hilarious, man. But that day was the fateful day. That was like, okay, this could work, Jay.
This could work.
This could work.
The storefront could work.
Yeah, this could work.
So tell me what happened after that. You have your daddy property now. You're paying the normal rent. This is a big time property now. You took it from people.
Yeah.
Basically, right?
Literally.
And say, this son, go therefore and do what you got to do.
Yeah.
You're now getting the business.
Yeah.
Now tell me about that journey of getting staff now.
We hired the first employee I hired. She's still with me today, actually. Mikey, we call her. Mm-hmm. Mikey came from Auckland. She literally just moved down from Auckland.
She's a good woman. Talk with Mikey. Go ahead.
Yeah, Mikey literally just moved down from Auckland. She said, Mikey, I need a cashier. I need someone to help me with this. She was my first employee, and she took charge of the beverage production. So she made, well, everything pretty much. We did everything. The beverage production, the tea manufacturing, customer service, marketing. We did it all together, you know? And after Mikey came Solomon. After Solomon came this one, that one. So between the years of 2000, when we opened in 2015, sorry, 2015 is the year we opened. Between the years of 2015 and 2018, we went from maybe 5 to 6 tour buses a day to 30, 35 buses a day.
Your site has now become a tour.
Yeah.
Not just a place to stop for teas.
Yeah.
It's now one of the premier tours of New Providence, where you have at least, like I said, 20 taxi drivers rotating, coming around to see you basically every day. I'm not sure what days you open. What days you open?
7 days a week.
7 days a week?
We don't close.
Okay.
We don't close. And I have a funny story about that. We'll get back to that too. But we don't close. So between the years of 2015 and 2018, we started seeing up to 35, sometimes 40 tour buses a day. And I just couldn't believe it. I'm like, what did we do?
So what do you sell now? Do you still just sell teas?
No, man. No.
What is Tasty Teas? The building's on the Lansing Street, right opposite the Ministry of Health.
Yes.
Building, right?
Yes.
Once upon a time, it was just a shack. It's like a daiquiri stand, right? The building was like a daiquiri stand. Yes. It's no longer a daiquiri stand.
You mean way in the back of the yard?
Yeah. It's now like a complex.
Yeah. Oh,
because
yes,
you
yes.
take over the entire street.
Yes.
Right? So I want people to appreciate it's not a place that you stop to get teas anymore. Yeah. You have a complex now. You call it an estate, a Bougainvillea estate.
Yes,
I need to have that narrative of what all is there so the Bahamian people understand. Who used to know about it? Who used to say, well, that's Tasty Teas?
Yeah.
But now it's just not Tasty Teas.
I could tell you that right now, but I will say one more thing first.
Go ahead, man.
One more thing. So after my father saw that, you know, the business got so busy, the front building was being rented by the Ministry of Health.
Ah, that's the narrative there.
He kicked them out. Mm-hmm. He said, my son need this building. Y'all got to go.
Mm-hmm.
Who's kicked the ministry out? Who's kicked the government out?
daddy saw some kind of vision.
So daddy kicked the government out and said, no, my son need this building. And, you know, so that's where we are now. In the main building to the front where it used to be the Ministry of Health, you know. Mm-hmm. And my father made me, after I made my first set of money, he made me. He said, boy, you don't put this money in the bank. Mm-hmm. He's the kind of person. He made me buy the property next door.
So you had to purchase the property next door.
Yes. He made me buy that. You know, he make a little face set of money. I would spend that, mm-hmm. you know. But I'm so thankful that he did mm-hmm. because somebody else would get it, mm-hmm. you know.
So tell me about that property you bought next door.
Oh, the property next door that we bought, that's where Annie Hilda's is going to be, the ice cream, pastries, and chocolates store that we're opening. That's Annie Hilda's. Now, that house, when I bought it, I did not realize the historical significance.
You mean the building had historical significance?
Yes, I didn't realize it. I got a story for everything, right? I was sitting out eating my toast and grits one morning, and I saw this man peeping over the wall. This after you renovated it now. Mm-hmm. This man.
So you bought the property and you started renovating.
My God, it was a mess. Mm-hmm. I saw this man peeping. I say, excuse me, sir, can I help you? When I look who it might be. Craig Flowers, the number man.
Craig Flowers is peeping at your property?
Yes.
Okay, what do you say?
He said, who fixed this property up? Who do this? He said, was it Antiquities and Monuments? I say, no, sir, I did it. He said, do you know the historical significance of this place? I say, I have some idea, but you could enlighten me some more. He said, I used to go to school here. He said, H.O. Nash used to go to school here. He said, Sir Orville Turnquest used to go to school here. He said, Brennan Otis used to go to school here. I said, what? I said, I didn't know all that. He said, yes, this used to be a school for gifted boys. So, we like I said, bought the property, didn't know the historical significance of it, but obviously now we know. So the Antiquities and Monuments gave us a plaque for the house. It's sitting in the house now, stating obviously the historical significance and what the house was about. It was the family was the Johnson family.
They Johnson family.
They moved there from Eleuthera. Moved here from Eleuthera 110 years ago.
Okay.
Roughly. Mm-hmm. And it was the children, one of the sons of the parents, Bosfield Johnson, that taught those young men that I mentioned earlier. Mm-hmm. Mathematics and Latin. Mm-hmm. He taught them mathematics and Latin in the house. Mm-hmm. And he was blind.
He's blind too?
He was a blind man. Can you imagine that? Mm-hmm. And I couldn't believe it, you know? So we didn't know the historical significance, and I'm happy we didn't knock it down.
So now you have the main building.
Yeah.
Tell me what buildings you have now. First, the initial building you was in.
Yeah.
Then the second building, then that third building. And yes. Then we didn't go into detail of what all is available there, because I still picture in T's.
Okay. So you want me to go into what buildings we have first and then what
yes.
we... Okay. So there's, of course, the building my father gave me that used to be the Ministry of Health. There's now heading into the ice cream parlor, pastries, chocolates, candies. There's the back building, which we're going to put a beautiful experience for not just tourists, for Bahamians as well, to come and enjoy candle making and jewelry making and painting conch shells and the art of different crafts, straw plaiting. We just want to keep it Bahamian, man. So that's that building. Then we just purchased another building next door to the historical building, which is actually even more historical than this building. So we're going to put another special project there as well.
How many buildings are there so far?
That's about five.
So you have five buildings now from just selling teas?
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, back to the narrative. You only sell teas?
No.
Explain.
Much more than tea.
What is Tasty?
So we started with the tea, but then... So many Bahamian vendors would come and ask, Mr. Forbes, how can I get my product inside here? I'd say, okay, you know, once it's packaged well, once it tastes good, once it's presented in the right fashion, we could sell it. So, excuse me, we have about a hot sauce, we have spices, seasonings, candles, jams, jellies, cookies, I mean, you name it. We have products from so many Bahamian vendors that make good products. Because it's not just, for me, it's about supporting local entrepreneurs, man. You know, if I got a little foot in the door and I could help these folks get a little something, you know, why not?
So now you've become a Bahamian product depot.
Yes, if you want to call it that, yes.
So let's talk about that for 2 seconds, right? How can Bahamians take advantage of this, or at least get exposed, or know more information about that? How's that come about?
Come see me. Come see me.
So if I have a Bahamian product, just pass by.
It gotta look presentable, and it has to be a good product. You know, we can't just put anything inside the stores. But if you have a good product, and it's a good price point for us to purchase it at, once again, if it's presented well, the product is good itself, because you can't just give people garbage, you can bring it, and we will sell it.
You said purchase it at. You don't do consignments? Because I know about, I bring my product to you, and then if it sells, mm-hmm. you send something back. You say purchase instead.
I'm not excited about consignment, but I do it sometimes. You know? If I believe in a product so much, I'm just going to buy it and sell it. Yeah.
So there's a possibility that you just come and present your product. If you like it, so I just buy how many I could buy.
Yeah, let me buy 12 of it and see how it goes. And then if it don't sell, I'll do something with it. Mm-hmm. I can do something with it, but it ain't going to go to waste. I can promise you that, you know.
So let's go back to what all you sell again. You mentioned the teas and the juice.
Yes.
Right now in front, because I want the Bahamian people to understand.
Are we talking about Tasty Teas items proper, or are we talking about the add-on items?
Start off from Tasty Teas proper?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Now, Tasty Teas blossomed from just...
Let me pause you there.
Yes, sir.
The other day, I had a cousin who wanted Cersei in a tea bag.
Yes, sir.
I didn't know what Tasty Teas is, but they sent me on top of the hill and say, this Tasty Teas, you sure to get the Cersei here.
Yes,
and
sir.
And while I was there, I get it. Cersei in the tea bag. Mm. I get sour soap in the tea bag. Mm. I got the fever grass in the tea bag. You are known for having these, what I call bush medicine in tea bags.
Yes.
And now go on. What Tasty Teas?
Well, that came after the fact.
Okay.
You know, it was, like I said, it was the bottled beverages first. Mm-hmm. And then we graduated to the tea bags. But obviously the tea bags have become the star of the show. Mm-hmm. It's now our flagship product, you know. So we have 13 signature teas. We have what the Americans call herbal teas. We call it bush teas. You know, we've got the man, listen, Sweet Margaret, straight from Auckland. We got the Bay Lavender, straight from Meguana. The fever grass, the soursop, the neem, the peppermint, the ginger. You name it, we've got it. In the tea bag form. And now, recently, this year, we started selling loose leaf tea. So a lot of people don't like tea bags. You know, they want to have a nicer experience with their tea. So we have the loose leaf tea as well. And now we have, of course, the signature beverages, which is the sour sop drink, the fever grass drink, the gombe nectar. Oh, my God, it's just divine. The junkanoo nectar. And those are the iced teas, the juices, and the nectars. Those are signature beverages. You can walk up to the counter, get a cup of it to go, or you can go right in the refrigerator. Open the refrigerator and take a bottle and buy one and carry that with you as well. You know, so it's the bottle beverages, and then you have the tea bags and the loose leaf teas. Those are the Tasty Teas products proper. And we can't keep enough.
Mm-hmm. And now going with other things?
And of course, once again, we've got so many other vendors, man. I just love supporting Bahamian vendors. You know, sometimes I have too much of one thing, but then when they bring it... I can't say no. I just love supporting Bahamians, you know? So we've got a lot of vendors we support. A whole lot. I can't list them all, man.
When I pass by, because I know it's preparing for the show, and I see I have a caller coming right now, there's a place where you could get all kind of scrubs and lavender smell. What is that thing?
Oh, that is Sun Blossom. Sun Blossom, we've had that open now for 3 months.
What is it?
Sun Blossom is our brand new Bahamian bath and body store.
So you have your own bath and body store.
How you mean?
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Explain that.
And guess what? We got supporting Bahamians again. I got one lady making the candles, one lady making the scrubs, one lady making the soaps. Now, and these people are not easy. These are not just some fly by night folks. Now, by the way, these folks are known for creating some of the best skincare products in the country. So they private labeled some of these products for us.
So if I need gifts for Christmas, for whatever event, and I see you have another tourists who come to want Bahamian products to give as gift.
Yeah.
If you need gifts to give tourists, and like I say, you have a lot of stopping of tours. Mm-hmm. So this is a place they could stop by and purchase things.
Absolutely. We've got something for everybody. from Tasty Teas to the new stores we're opening in the back. I mean, listen, whatever you want, there's something for everybody. You cannot come to the Bougainville Estate and leave empty-handed.
Why is it called a Bougainville Estate?
I love Bougainvilleas. They're so resilient. They're so resilient, man. And I think I'm resilient, you know? It just speaks to me, you know? And if you come there, in the front of the historic house, I have rows and rows and rows of beautiful bougainvilleas growing. I just love them. I love them. So I had to pay homage to my favorite plant that means so much to me. And once again, it's the Bougainvillea Estate.
And it's, it's a compound.
It is.
So when you come there, especially as a Bahamian, we can speak for Bahamian now. We can leave the tourism alone.
Yes, sir.
A Bahamian can come there and purchase Bahamian items in terms of teas and like you said, that bath and body.
Yes, sir.
But there's other things that is featured there. If you want to have a Bahamian experience on a Sunday, you want to have a Bahamian experience on a Saturday.
That is correct.
If you have guests of your own, say, okay, there's some place to stop.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Before we take this commercial break, give us a brief verbal tour, visual tour of what our Bahamians can experience there. And then we take a commercial break and come back and talk about your big event that is happening on Saturday.
Yes, sir. So listen, when you come to Tasty Teas or to the Bougainvillea Estate or any of the offerings we have on the property, expect something world class. Expect something Bahamian. It's a hub. It's an experience. You can come and get a cup of soursop, artisan soursop ice cream from Annie Hilda's, good Bahamian conch salad from the conch salad shack in the back of the yard. We have the sugar cane shack. You get a freshly squeezed sugar cane juice right there in front of you. Of course, beautiful candles and scrubs and perfumes.
Bahamian perfume?
Bahamian perfumes made right here. Divine. Divine. I mean, you name it. I mean, soaps for all sorts of skin ailments that you may have. So it's a lot to see, a lot to do. You can shop, you can dine, you can unwind, whatever your heart desires, you know.
Mr. Forbes, we have a caller here. Let me help engage this caller.
Yeah.
And then we'll take a commercial break right after.
Yes.
That. Prep the caller there for me, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, we have Mr. Forbes, JJ Forbes, who is talking about this big event coming up on Saturday. But we ain't reached it yet. We're just talking about what's Tasty Teas, what is Bougainvillea Estate, and what it's to offer. Go ahead, caller. You're live.
Good day, CA. How are you today? And to your guest, JJ. JJ!
Hey, what's going on?
It's been a while. You trying to catch this voice.
I am.
Prophecy flying it. The majorette and Stroying Center.
Oh, Karen, my God! Are you serious?
Man, hey, I've been watching this journey, CA, for years. This young man, he is a consummate gentleman, a child of God.
Oh.
A consummate entrepreneur. I've watched this journey. We've been partnering for so many years. God bless you, JJ, Mother Hilda, and of course, your dear father. He would be so proud of you, and you know why.
Oh, my goodness.
Why? You know, she's a part of what we're doing as well. So yes. I just want to congratulate you, JJ.
Thank you, sister.
You know, we supported you. You didn't mention that Tamarind. You didn't mention the Tamarind juice.
You like the Tamarind juice.
Be blessed, sir.
Thank you.
You know, and we got to reconnect again. CA, this is a young man who is passionate about the work he's done,
the gift he's
been given, and just helping the Bahamian people
representing
our country well. So I wish you well. I pray for you, JJ. God bless you and do well in your event.
Sister Terry, I love you.
Okay. I love you too.
I love you. I got it. Come see me.
I will. Take care now.
Take care,
CA.
Thank you.
Wow.
Thank you again.
We're
going to take a quick break right here because now I see the products with all you doing. Right? Where Bahamians are coming and celebrate an experience.
Mm-hmm.
But you have an event. You have a big time event where everybody's invited. I mean, the numbers that is forecast to come Saturday is huge. The event is now on the Bahamian calendar as one of the premier events to come to this Saturday.
Yeah.
So I want to hear about this event. Who all is invited to the event? Is it open to the public, right? I want to hear the details of what you plan for this event. We're going to take a quick break right now. This is Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri. We have JJ Forbes, who's in the studio. He's planning a big event, a bashment, this Saturday. cultural event where we're featuring all the things that is happening at Tasty Teas at the Bougainvillea Estate. And everybody's excited about it, right? So I'm going to have him come back and give us detail about that event. No further talking. Let's go take this break and come right back.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-87 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Of course, we have Mr. Jonathan Forbes, who's the proprietor of the Bougainvillea Estate. Started the inception of the estate with Tasty Teas, the Bahamas Tea Factory, back in 2013. Both he and his mom drove around the island selling herbal teas and juices from their car, and now it's a Bahamian sensation. People go to Tasty Teas to get the teas they cannot find. If you want Cersei, you go to Tasty Teas. If you want sour sop, you go to Tasty Teas. That's the place to go because some people sell out and don't have anything at it. And of course, they have the delicious juices. They have expanded now, right? To have be a chill spot where they have the Bath and Body. You go there and sit down. You go to the Hilda's confectionery, handmade soaps, ice cream, pastries, chocolates, Bahamian chocolates. It's some place you go there and hang out now. You go there during lunch or go there during the break. You go there on a Saturday drive after church to sit down and enjoy the experience. But something big is happening this Saturday. Yes, Mr. Sir. Forbes, what's happening big
My
this
brother,
Saturday?
It's something you don't want to miss. We're excited. We cannot wait. It's going to be a big Bahamian bash. We're going to have great entertainment, of course, great food. But it's all about the show. It's all about the show. It's all about the show.
You're having a big concert.
Yes, sir. A big Bahamian concert.
You're having a big fair.
Yes, sir.
Tell us about the fair. What you have on Saturday?
So listen, we've got a band called the Lassie Doughboys. You ever heard about them?
I know the Lassie Doughboys.
They will be performing at 5 p.m. But we also have Leroy Butler, one of the members of the Baha Men. He's in charge of our entertainment, and he is doing, he's going to have an amazing show lineup for the people. I'm talking fire dancing. I'm talking limbo. I'm talking stilt walking. I'm talking great live music, all Bahamian, all day, from sun up to sundown.
You're saying sun up to sundown. What time does this fair happen?
From realistically, the good stuff is gonna.
So 12 o'clock, Bougainvillea Estate is having a splash, a big type of splash, some kind of big fair on this big estate. It's not a small estate. It's an estate will have several properties, go upstairs and downstairs. Yeah. When I say downstairs, you know those French quarters where you just walk down those Italian grotto type thing. The top of the estate is one thing, and then you take the stairs to go down where you can sit down and have trees and whatever it is on this estate. So what time again? You say from 12 noon the party starts.
That is correct. From 12 noon, realistically until 10 p.m. man, it's going to be
10 p.m. at that night.
It's going to be nice. It's going to be a big Bahamian bash.
So
I can't wait.
This Saturday at 12 noon,
Yes, sir.
At the Bougainvillea Estate, you start this big fair product, right?
That's correct.
You doing the expose of all the things that you have there.
Yeah, yeah.
What about parking? Because Delancey City is kind of narrow because it's a one-way street.
It is a one-way street. So we've been blessed. We have been given the green light to use the parking across the road. You know, there's a Ministry of Health across the road.
Mm-hmm.
So we have been given the green light to use their parking as well. And if you're not familiar with Delancey Street, we've recently purchased the properties across the road. You'll see the sign that says Bougainvillea Estate. That's our parking lot across the road from Tate. That's our parking. So that's available. And then, of course, once again, the ministry's parking is available. And along the street, you can park as well, you know. Yeah, so I think we should have ample parking, man.
Okay, so you have parking.
Yeah.
So at 12 noon, what can I experience? What can I expect?
At 12 noon, it could be the first Junkanoo rush out.
So you have more than one Junkanoo rush out?
Several.
Several Junkanoo rush out? Okay, good. So come and expect Junkanoo when you first come there.
Yeah.
Jumped out. So what else expect?
That's the first Junkanoo rush out. Then we're going to have a young man by the name of LeBron.
People know who LeBron is. Go ahead.
Okay, so he's performing as well for a couple of minutes. After that, we're going to have our first session of live music, entertainment. Then, of course, we're going to have, that time, we're going to have the stilt walkers moving around. We're going to be doing free face painting for the kids. The ladies, we're doing free henna tattoos, all free. So come on, get your free tattoo.
Free henna tattoos too?
Yeah, why not?
Oh, okay.
We're just trying to make it make sense.
Yeah.
You know, we just.
So this is a family event.
Yeah, man, it's a family
event. So bring your family out this Saturday.
Absolutely.
Starting at 12 noon.
At 12 noon.
And the activities start at 12 noon.
That is correct.
And your entire state will be open where people could go and tour and experience all of these things.
Yeah, we're going to have a couple of the a couple of the staff dressed up in beautiful olden days attire guiding you around the property. That's going to be nice.
That sounds nice.
Yeah, it's going to be really, really, really nice.
So if you're into history, you into tourism, if you into celebrating what is us, what is we own, Bahamas.
With we things.
This is where you turn up on Saturday at 12 noon.
That is correct.
Finish telling me what all happened, what I experienced.
Yeah, man.
Because it's an all-day event.
It's an all-day
12 event. 12 to 10.
So listen, come eat.
So you can have,
just gather.
Food could be on sale.
Enjoy yourself, man. Food, all kind of food. We have the Jerk Chicken Shack in the back of the yard. We've got JJ's at the front of the yard. JJ's, well, one section of JJ's, the daiquiri, the best, juiciest daiquiri you could find in Nassau. It's so good, man. So we've got the soursop daiquiri, the guava daiquiri, the strawberry daiquiri, the pina colada, the mango, the flavors that go on and on and on. That's at the front of the yard. Then over to the next side of JJ's, we got the juiciest and conkiest conch fritters, Santi Hilda's. Now, once again, Santi Hilda's is the pastries, chocolates, ice cream. You got to try the sour soft milk.
When you say pastries, is it going to be Bahamian pastries?
I'm glad you asked that question. You cannot open a pastry place talking about you doing Bahamian thing and not have Bahamian pastries.
Mm.
Now, we will have, you know, listen, first of all, you know, most of, right now, at this current time, most of my guests are tourists from all around the world. And they do have their taste buds, a certain taste for certain pastries. So we do cater them as well. You know, we got the cheesecakes and the lemon meringue pies and the chocolate cakes and the this and the that. We have that as well. But I cannot open without guava duff and the Johnny cake. And all of the and the potato bread, I gotta have it. So that's over at Santi Hilda's, and then of course, in terms of the ice creams in Santi Hilda's, you got the sour sop, you got the guava, you got. I don't want to give out all the flavors yet, man. You got
these Bahamian made ice creams.
Bahamian made ice cream, artisan made, divine. So that's probably where I can spend most of my time today. Inside Santi Hilda's, man, but And then, of course, once again, to the back of the yard, you've got the great Kong salad. Did mention a jerk, and then the sugar cane, and my specialty coconut beverages. And then, we have two bars serving our house drinks. One of my favorite drinks is called the Funky Nassau. Oh, man, it's good. The Paradise Punch, the Pink Flamingo. So these are all, you know, beverages made in-house at the Bougainvillea Estate. So it's something for everybody, you know. Like I said, shop, dine, unwind and enjoy the Bahamian thing. You ready, Mr. Nuri?
I always ready, man. Go ahead.
You ready now?
Yeah, I'm ready now. But what happened in throughout the day? So that's between 12 until about 3. What's happening around circa midday? Three to five to six.
Okay, so between 3 to 5, once again, we're going to have... I don't want to put my foot in my mouth now. I got to check the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
But I do know throughout the day, we have Junkanoo, 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 Junkanoo. But at the end of the day, we're going to have a big Junkanoo rush out to close the night off, you know? And of course... we're going to have the Lacido Boys perform. I'm excited, man. I'm definitely excited about it. I've heard about the Lacido Boys. I've seen lots of videos of them online, but I've never got a chance to watch them in person perform. So this is my first time watching the Lacido Boys perform, man. I'm excited.
So, but you have entertainment throughout the entire day?
A whole day. There's going to be a dumb
music moment. And activities throughout the entire... I could come around 5 o'clock. I could come around 8 o'clock, 8 p.m.
Yes.
And there's activities besides the food... Folks and fun.
Yes.
And then the showcasing of all of the things that you have
there. Yes. And then I forgot to mention, we're also supporting another. I'm gonna give a little plug in this. Aaliyah. Sweetheart. Aaliyah will be there doing this is a new thing now. Permanent jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
Ladies are loving it. So Aaliyah's gonna be there, ladies, doing permanent jewelry. It's a thing. Everybody wants a permanent jewelry now, apparently. So she's gonna be doing her permanent jewelry thing. Of course, once again, free henna tattoos, free face painting. I mean, it's going to be something, literally everywhere on the property, something could be happening.
Mm.
It's never a dull moment.
I'm excited.
Never a dull moment.
So, have you partnered with Ministry of Tourism? Because this sounds like a tourism event. Because you have tourists pop up all day through there. Then now you have this big thing happening on Saturday. So I assume tourists are going to be intertwined, mixing with Bohemians, experiencing what I call Bohemiana. So, Saturday can be busy.
Yeah, you know, recently, I must admit... And I thank God, tourism has been really supporting us in this journey. This is beside the topic, but we actually just shot an international TV show. This dude has 300 million followers on YouTube. I was like, what?
Mm-hmm.
And he came there, he shot, I'm not going to call his name, obviously, you know, for certain reasons, until the show's released. But he came there, he shot the TV show and... the whole series on Tasty Teas, and we made some tea on the camera, and it was awesome, man. So we've been getting a lot of support recently from the Ministry of Tourism and the Tourism... What's the name again? The Tourism... The TDA? Tourism Development Board.
Tourism Development
Board. Yeah, they've been supporting us the whole way. Matter of fact, I think that project came from them. And they've been supporting. The other day, they sent a couple of tourism writers and travel agents. And so recently... We've been getting a lot of help from tourism. So thank you, tourism. You know, we've been doing this for 13 years. I always felt like tourism could have done a bit more because we're on the front line, you know, trying to push Bahamian culture and the history of Bahamian tea and you know, where we've come from. But, you know, they look like they've been stepping up recently. So thank you, tourism.
So we have a few more minutes. Let's talk the future.
Yeah.
The possibilities of Tasty Teas or the possibilities of the Bougainvillea Estate. Me as a Bohemian, me as an entrepreneur, me of trying to find a venue, a spot where I can do what I can do. How can I partner with Bougainvillea Estate? Is there any kind of partnership? Because the property is huge, right? In terms of space. What all can you entertain in terms of, like, possibly come here and ask questions about this?
We're going to begin developing the latest property acquisition on the street shortly, and we want to make that something special for Bahamians to come and showcase their wares.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be very soon, you know. So I just got an email literally about 2 days ago from a young lady. I saw the advertisements online. How can I get a small space for my specialty food brand? So I was surprised, you know, Bahamians really want to get. I mean, not surprised. People obviously, you know, you want to get your product out there. So I'm surprised at how well received it's been so far, you know, by the Bahamian audience. So I'm just so thankful. And but anyway, we want to support as much Bahamians as we can, and especially with this newer property that we're about to clear down and begin working on, we're going to be offering spaces there for Bahamians to showcase their brands, their product, their creativity, their hard work, you know, to the guests that come to us.
So there's plenty of pop-ups being hosted.
Oh, yeah.
And what about poetry and music night and things
we want
like
it.
That? You want
we
it.
Want it.
Come and,
and,
I come
put,
and engage you.
And I put you in charge of it, Mr. Nuri.
Me?
Yeah.
I could be right here, Daddy. I could be right here, Daddy, with Dwight and Aaron and Vago. No, sitting right here.
Yeah.
And just spilligating and stuff like that.
Man.
We have 5 more minutes, right?
Yes, sir.
Five more minutes. I want you to pitch the Bahamian people, remind the Bahamian people about Saturday coming. Right, Saturday coming. I guess it's a launch of the Bahamian people.
It's a soft opening. It's not really the grand opening, but I'm calling it the grand soft opening.
The grand soft opening.
Because we put so much work into this. This more than a soft opening.
And in this case, you are retargeting. Because before, your product started off with Bahamians being the center
of
your business.
Yes, sir.
Right? Where Bahamians who wish drinks.
Yes.
Right? Bahamian made drinks. Would it come to you? And then it eventually morphed into a tourism product.
Yes.
Where tourists come now to find a Bahamian product, Bahamian teas.
Yes.
Especially Bahamians who have moved on to live on these other countries. They come back and say, I need to get this from the Bahamas. Mm-hmm. And move to a tourism product. Mm-hmm. But now you're re-engaging the Bahamian public.
That's what we want to do.
Say, come back home.
Come back home.
And you make it a home's place.
That's what we want, my brother. I thought about that. I said we started with Bahamians at these events and festivals, then we became a tourist attraction, but I want to get more Bahamians here.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I want to make this a place for them to staycation, a place for them to get away, a place
and
for them
to be proud of.
To be proud of.
Because it showcases us. Your place showcases us.
Yes, and not just, you know, tourists. And I love my tourists. I love them and we welcome them and we want them to come. But I really want it to be where Bahamians can get away, you know, on the weekend or just even come for lunch, step away from work for lunch.
Mm-hmm.
No, because we got some good food, man.
Yeah.
We got some good food. We got some good drinks, you know. We have a very good fan base right now, but we want to get the word out there more.
Mm-hmm.
We want more Bahamians to know that we exist. We want them to come and experience what we have to offer. The products made in the Bahamas, the good food, the good Kong salad, the good tea, the good skincare products, the good ice creams, the good, you know, we have good stuff, man. And we really just want, like I said, we want Bahamians to know what we have, and we want them to come check it out and come out on the 15th. It's going to be something special, you know, and I think Bahamians will be proud of the effort we've put into it thus far, and I think they're going to appreciate it.
Before you go and ask this last technical question, how important it is for the Bahamas to have Bahamian products showcase at a high-end level?
We've got so many talented Bahamians. And you're saying Bahamian products showcase at an international level. But, I mean, Bahamian, it comes to so many different levels, levels, because we've got Bahamian artists, Bahamian crafters, Bahamian entrepreneurs that have so much talent. But they don't get the support that they need.
Or a venue to showcase their stuff.
Yeah. And that's what I want. I'm 36 years old, so I wasn't able to experience this particular place called the King of Knights, but I heard about it. And I was told it was the place for Bahamians to go and get away and enjoy good music and enjoy a good time. And that's what I want. My goal, listen to me, I'm a freak for Bahamian music and Bahamian culture. I love it. So I want Bahamians to, musicians to have an outlet to come and have a place to enjoy them, to showcase their talent every night to tourists and locals alike. So we want to make it a hub, man. We want to make it a hub for artists and musicians to come in and showcase and make money. You know, we want to bring back the good old days, man.
Bring back the good old days. That has been JJ Forbes, who is having this big brand soft opening this Saturday.
You got it.
This Saturday, Delancey Street, Tasty Teas.
Yes,
Tasty
sir.
Teas, Delancey Street, from 12 noon this Saturday to 10 p.m. All kind of activities, music, folks, fun, junk food throughout the day, right?
Yeah.
Bahamian things you can purchase, food, all kind of food. Bahamian food, pastries, all kind of pastries, Bahamian pastries, drinks, Bahamian drinks,
you know,
all kind of Bahamian drinks, and mixed drinks too.
Yes, sir.
Right? This has been Guardian Radio AM. Have a beautiful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.